This is the Technical Difficulties, and this is an experiment. For the very first time, I do not have a laptop in front of me. I do not have any of the facts. One of these three do. Introducing Chris Joel.
I just like the idea that this is literally the first time since you turned about 14 that you don't have a laptop in front of you.
That's pretty accurate. Gary Granham.
I adore distilled whippet.
And what's that a quote from?
Tom Baker.
Matt Gray.
The thing is, I can never say anything here because I have to follow that up.
When you say that, do you mean Gary or Gary's line?
Gary.
Okay.
Did I refer to me as that? The object over here.
It's like Gary's content.
Put me in the nominative.
T-shirt.
Do him up the nominative.
Accused.
Here's what's going to happen. Actually, Matt, why don't you tell him what's going to happen?
So he was sat around the corner with some headphones on. And each of the three of us found a Wikipedia article, and we didn't show it to one another. Tom is now going to pick up one of the titles of the Wikipedia articles, which we've put on the pieces of the paper down there, and we're all going to act like we know what we're on about. And Tom has to guess which one of us is talking s*** and which ones of us is telling the truth.
All right. Are we ready? Go to this one. Kabako.
And can I say called it because I said you would open it like that and then do that.
He came back a number of times to make sure that he was perfectly encapsulating. Chris,
I'm going to start with you. What's Kabako?
Kabako is a Polish sausage company, kubasa company, formed mid-70s but died out in the early 80s due to declining profits.
I mean, that is entirely plausible. Gary.
That's what, the idea of the game, Tom.
I know, but I hope. But you know what's also important? Me commenting on what I think of you. Conversation is how this show works.
Sorry, I'm not used to you having an active role.
Neither am I.
I love that era show where you just sit and go,
After a statement.
Ramen, what is kabako?
Kabako is a type of Finnish convenience food. It's a bit like a meatball. It's a bit like a kebab.
A meatball on a stick.
Correct.
If that was true, that'd be great.
It sounds awesome.
I really need like notebooks here.
Who said what to whom?
You're not having a laptop.
Mr. Gray, what is kabako?
It's funny that you introduced me as Mr. Gray for that. It's actually a family name.
Oh.
Yeah. Marcel Kabako was the, you know, more famous of them. And they were touring circus artists.
You are all significantly better at bluffing and improvising than I am. I definitely need... Can I get a pen? I actually need a pen and paper for this so I can make notes.
Pause!
There.
Those are hands, Gary, not paws. Gary,
yes.
The Finnish snack food. I have been to Finland. I have been to convenience stores. And I do not believe that kabako is a thing I can buy there.
Well, you're a... Sorry. What do you want me to say back to that? It is. So you've been to a multitude of snack dispensaries and not seen this particular
food. Every major brand, the length of the country.
Tom Scott only believes what he has actually encountered.
Let's face it. If there was a product that was balls on a stick, Tom would know.
Ooh, wow.
Right. Wow.
Wait, meatball dispensary. We just glossed over a meatball dispensary. Ball.
Is it like a gumball machine? You put your 5 cents in, you get a meatball.
I see you have both been to Finland.
Full of marinara sauce and comes out pre-glazed.
You have your point. It comes with the sauce. It comes with the sauce.
I like how you said that as you're reaching down.
It comes with the sauce. Dipping sauces.
Get your balls on a stick.
Balls on
they
a stick.
They come with a sauce.
Balls on a stick covered in a spicy sauce. Do you have a problem with this?
I've got to be honest, meatballs on a stick is an entirely plausible Finnish food to have.
Yeah.
I just worry that what you've actually done is taken meatballs from IKEA in Sweden and desperately try to back solve through kebab. So I think, Gary, I'm gonna rule yours out.
I'm sorry, your arguing skills are that bad. You just know.
Well, the case for the prosecution rests on the fact that he never saw one when he was in Finland that time. There we go.
Matt, tell me more about the travelling circus artist. What sort of circus acts did they do?
They were actually notable for the fact that it was all like human pursuits. I can't think of the phrase it used for that in the article. But so it was all like trapeze or swingy or, you know, rather than animals
doing things, which for the time, which I think was 1850 something,
I guess.
Yeah. It didn't use that word. It used something...
There'll be a circus word.
Yeah, there's a circus word for it. And they started off in, I think it was near Lille, and then made their way around Europe, and eventually got married to Judith, which...
Judith?
You heard me giggling while you were in Judith. Marcel and Judith Kabaka.
I was about to go, no, it's definitely Chris, but that tiny little detail about Judith is either the best bit of plausible rubbish you've ever had, or just
a compliment.
Judith is a very plausible name.
Yeah.
I believe in people called Judith.
Judith the gymnast.
With a couple's name on the top of my head.
It wouldn't be Marcel and Judith. This is what gets me.
Marcel and Judith!
That's a genuinely difficult decision between the two of you. Gary, you just feel...
It's just discounted. You're half price. Doesn't exist.
No, I don't believe that. Matt, I believe you. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right if you're saying that I'm talking shit.
Oh!
I absolutely was sat here for the last 5 minutes trying to think of a wife's name other than Judith.
You went with Judith! And weirdly, that was the most convincing part of the entire bloody story!
That was the last bit!
Like, his wife wouldn't be called Judith!
Well, no, I'm just gonna have to sell it! It's Judith!
Why did Judith get stuck there?
I was trying to think of a French sounding or a German sounding female name.
That's simple.
Judith!
So just to be clear, everything Matt said was a lie. None of that is factual.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Chris.
Also bullshit.
Really? F*** you! 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 Right in the
That was the least plausible meatballs on a stick. Why would you put a meatball on a stick?
You can hold it while you eat it.
Yes,
it's a kebab.
Right, can I read that? Right. It consists of meat, breadcrumbs, onions, eggs and spices. The difference is mostly in shape. Instead of a ball, kibako can also be a piece of meat on a wooden stick and usually sold in packs of 4 to 12. The name comes from the Turkish food kebab.
Wow. I envisioned this like long stick, like you're roasting marshmallows or something with a meatball on the end, which does not seem like a good way to eat a meatball.
You know, usual way to eat them is to heat them and serve them with various sauces for dipping. The stick enables the kibakos to be dipped and eaten by hand.
So it's like a tiny little toothpick stick. Okay.
No, I think they're just on a stick and you just dip it in the sauce like a kebab.
Well, put it this way. You know when you get a kebab, Tom?
Yeah.
The gesture you were doing before?
Yeah.
Not a good way. Do you eat a kebab like that, or do you have it sideways on?
The man's a genius.
I just thought I was seeing like small meatballs on sticks, like cocktail things. Right.
Point
Matt,
to Gary.
Point
to Matt.
Point to Matt for convincing me. Yes. Congratulations, Judith.
Does that mean I win the show?
It depends how long the show has been going on for. We haven't worked this out yet. We have taken a moment. Gary has gone and got himself a new article to replace Kabako. There are three new ones in there, so I do not know.
Please let mine come out
again. It could be Gary's a second time. Let's pick it from down here. And it is...
folded.
Lento Kenta. And we will start with Matt on this one. Matt, what is Lento Kenta?
Amusingly, considering the previous one, this is a region of Finland.
Region of Finland. Yeah, do you want to tell me any more about it?
Yeah, you can ask later.
All right, Gary.
Amusingly, considering the previous entry, this is a region of Russia, now on the Finnish border. In fact, it's a music that comes from that region, traditionally played on the nose flute.
I'm almost tempted to just immediately strike that. Because it was nearly there until the words nose flute.
And how well did these theories work last time?
This is why I haven't struck it yet.
I thought you were going to go the other way. I thought you just weren't even going to ask me. It's like, it's the nose flute. It's clearly the nose flute.
Nose flute music.
Yeah.
From a region of Russia near the Finnish border.
Correct.
Chris.
Lento Kenta, or Lento Kenta, is a fake Swedish thrash metal band formed in 1983 in Detroit.
Wow! Oh. Fake Swedish, what was that? Something metal?
Thrash.
Thrash metal band. So, You've given me three entirely plausible answers there. Gary, let's start with you. This time.
Out of the way.
We're going to probe this now, are we?
Yes, Gary.
It's a spider.
Is that in shot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Spider!
Gary.
Yeah?
Lento Kenta, could you tell me any more about it?
Well, the clue is actually in the title. Lento is a word that can be used in Finnish to mean slow. So it's quite slow music, it's quite mournful. And the nose flute, though it may sound ridiculous when you think about it, it actually makes perfect sense.
Mournful barb on the nose.
Don't mock cultural traditions, mash you.
Yeah. We're going to mispronounce it.
Yeah.
We're going to mock it.
Yeah. Because if you're in the kind of climbs that you get on the Russia-Finnish border, you're going to have your mouth covered up with a scarf. So you're more likely to play these things through your nose because that's the bit that you leave uncovered.
Actually, that's interesting because that makes sense for the band name as well. Because then it's a pun on how fast the music is rather than being slow and mournful.
So yeah, it's slow, it's mournful. It's kind of used at funerals, but it's used because your mouth is covered. You have what is called a nose flute. Can't be pronounced probably in Finnish, but you play it by blowing down there and it makes a slow and mournful
Do you have to
noise.
Pronounce it through the nose flute? Is it that why you can't do it?
It helps, I imagine.
Get him a couple of straws out of the kitchen and see how he does.
Although I have just read a Wikipedia article on this, I have not played a nose flute, so I cannot comment in detail on the experience.
And now, you see, the problem is, Tom once went to near Russia, and nobody was being buried with a nose flute.
To be fair, Matt and I have been to that border. We both literally sat just a metre or two from that border.
It's a very long border, though.
It's a very long border.
I've stuffed up each nostril.
I don't actually find that entirely implausible.
Thank you. Because it's true, that's why.
Matt, all you have said so far is region of Finland, and I refuse to believe that in the time you spent looking at, presumably just the first few paragraphs of a Wikipedia article, all you got was region of Finland.
If only there was a way of giving myself more time to come up with this.
Could you tell me more about the region of Finland?
Yeah, it's in the south, it's near Helsinki, and only 12 people live there. Ish.
12-ish?
How big's this region?
I don't know, it didn't say, but it's got an airport in it.
12 people and an airport.
Yet it employs.
I thought I was going to say Yeti.
3,000 people.
Yeti?
Yeti?
In an airport?
My brain went snowy. Yeti. Sorry.
Welcome to Yeti Airport. Lento Kenta Yeti.
Yeah, but the Yeti's dressed as like a 50s stewardess in my imagination right now.
It's that hair coming out between the... Well, basically like this shirt.
No, it's a uniform designed for a Yeti.
Is it? Oh, I want it squeezed in with all the fur.
No, it's fully fitted to the Yeti. It's fine. Even the wee hat looks in proportion.
So that's quite a big hat then.
Well, yeah, but, you know, on the Yeti it looks small.
All right, is that all I'm getting from you?
It's a region south of Finland.
Yeah.
12 people live there, but it employs a couple of thousand. Because there's an airport there. Helsinki Airport. Vanta Airport, I think it's called. Because that's the closest place, but Helsinki's the place people go to.
This is worth it just for the pain. Yeah,
it is because
it?
Twice in a row...
It's such a lovely we're talking change about
Finland. We've talked about Finland. And I've spent some time in Finland. And I've been wrong on this before, and I immediately want to strike this off because, of course, Helsinki Airport isn't it's near a town called Vanta. You said it that it's Helsinki Vanta Airport, but I cannot conclusively say that the region is not some area called Lento Kenta.
I can add one bit if it helps.
Sure,
I'm going to only get it slightly right because I only read it a couple of minutes ago. Airtropolis is kind of what they call the area.
Oh, that's cool.
Airtropolis?
That is awesome.
Wow.
No, I'm ruling you out, Matt. It's one of these two.
That sounds like something out of Lazy Town. Sorry. Airtropolis.
It's about the right scale, isn't it? Total population 12. Name of the
full of
Airtropolis.
Full of talking planes.
And how can you think I'm lying?
Gary.
Oh, well, here we go again.
We haven't even gone to Chris yet.
Trustworthy face. He can't see the lies through the beard.
Why am I getting a full body cavity search?
Because Chris came out.
To be fair, yours mentions body cavities.
Yeah.
Is it a cavity?
Yes.
Look.
Nasal cavity.
Look. It's a cavity. I can put my fingers in it.
Well, I've never seen in a full body... I mean, obviously, full body cavity search. I've seen the old... Of that, you know. But I've never seen them go, and the nose.
You haven't watched enough episodes of Border Force.
In fairness, you're right on that front.
Pins and needles.
I can't hear what he's saying, can you?
He's got pins and needles.
I'm getting pins and needles through laughing. So I think it's this posture.
This shirt is cutting up his circulation to his hands.
It feels like I've laughed myself into...
He's laughed himself into a circulatory disorder. Look at what you've done.
Like a coal miner's died that way. This isn't funny.
This is how all the comedians go.
Yes.
The reason I'm not going for Chris is the 1983 Detroit. It's just...
That's because that's where they were formed and when.
Like, I don't have much to ask here. Like, do you know more about their music? Do you know what about their...
6 albums. Broke up in 1990. One single that bothered the charts for, like, metal. If whatever particular chart it is came in at number 12.
The Billboard rock chart.
Billboard, whatever they're relevant to, came in at number 12. That was their brief spike, then sort of disbanded in ignominy.
It's easy for you to say.
It's as if I put my teeth in.
I think this is more likely to be the fake metal, fake thrash metal band than it is.
No, they were a real thrash metal band. Oh, they were fake Swedish.
Fake Swedish.
Because they're from Detroit.
I think that's more likely than a funereal border music.
Here we go again.
Flute. So, Chris, I believe you, was I right?
No, it's bullocks. Bullshit.
Wrong! Man! It's a region of Finland with 12 people and an airport.
And I'm going to correct Aviopolis.
Aviopolis.
Which is no less cool.
So both times, the person I've struck out first has been the correct one.
The moral of this story, don't be on jury service with Tom.
Don't be on trial when Tom's on jury service.
Shall I give you a quick summary not from my memory?
Yeah.
Lentokenttä, which in English means airfield, is a district...
I've killed him. He's cut off the supply of his arms and choked me. It means airfield. There's no such place. I've flown into Helsinki.
No.
It can't
possibly be. No. The Finnish word for airport.
It is the district of Vantaa.
Yeah. Helsinki Vantaa Airport.
And the district is part of the Aviopolis major region and has been named after the Helsinki airport situated there.
It's literally the Finnish for airport. How did I not know that?
It's the largest single job concentration of all of Vantaa. 11,000 people work there, but only 12 people live there.
Oh, yes.
Can't possibly be. Strike it from the record. No chance.
What we've learned here is that I'm useless without a laptop in front of me.
And that's why this game is good.
Yeah, works, baby. I love this.
That's been the technical difficulties. That's been Chris Joel.
I demand a third.
That's been Gary Brannan. That's been that great. We'll see you next time.
Oh, God.